This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a game day version of the Cards Cast, as it's a top 25 matchup at LNN Stadium on Saturday afternoon, 3:30 kick, number 18 Louisville hosting number 20 Duke. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Let's talk about it, Jody. The Cardinals opened as a four-point favorite, now up to 6.5 today. The over-under at 46. Things seem to be trending pregame-wise in Louisville's favor. There could be a little bit of weather mixed in with some potential thunderstorms popping up during the game, but it should be a thrilling game out at LNN Stadium for a top 25 ball game, Jody.
Yeah, and I, Michael, you know, we can do these things now on our phone, and as I'm doing this podcast, I'm looking, and I see 7 in one spot. So, and I looked, I was looking today because I was talking about it. I did a show this morning, and I looked before I did it, and it was around 11 o'clock. It was still 4.5. So that's within about 4 hours or so of us doing, you know, this podcast is when it popped up. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's changing pretty quickly. Of course, Louisville looking for its 9th straight home game, coming off the loss. Both teams looking to bounce back from a loss. Obviously, Louisville most recently coming off the bye week, getting a little healthy, which is good. Hopefully, Juwar Jordan's feeling a lot better. You know, obviously coming off the loss to Pittsburgh, Duke, you know, coming off their loss down at Florida State. They've got the banged up quarterback, Riley Leonard. What's his status? You know, those are two obviously very key players for both sides, Jody, that can weigh heavily on what the outcome may be.
Well, and look, Jarvis Brownlee, I think, is the same thing on the Louisville side.
Yeah.
You know, we know Renato Brown is out. We know that, you know, Brian Hudson has been injured for the last few weeks. He's been playing through that injury and hasn't missed any time. Mason Reiger is back. So we know some of the guys for Louisville, but it's Jordan and Brownlee and it's Drake. Riley Leonard for Duke. And Michael, that is what, I would imagine the line, the spread change, is it because there's whispers that Leonard is one way or the other, that Jordan is one way or the other? What we know and what you and I can specifically say is that, I expect Juwar Jordan to play in this game. I expected him to play in the Pittsburgh game. He did, and he didn't last long. I do expect him to play in this game again, and hopefully he lasts longer than he did. Hopefully he lasts longer than he did then.
Yeah, certainly need him. Difference maker for the Cardinals. You know, his absence was one of many reasons Louisville fell at Pittsburgh. And you know, and in talking to Jeff during his weekly press conference on Monday, you know, he was asked, you know, what was the bye week like? And basically say, well, it wasn't fun. You know, that coming off a loss is never fun. All, you know, the game tape you're reviewing, it's a loss. You know, all the mistakes that you're discussing, you know, were a result because of a loss, you know, so they've had a lot of time to think about it. And I would think, you know, obviously there's a number of things that are going to motivate your team. You're having a top 25 team. You're trying to bounce back after a loss. You know, you're fighting for positioning for an ACC championship game. So there's a lot of reason. There should be no reason why neither one of these teams come in without, you know, a high level of anticipation, high level of excitement coming in. And so, and for that reason, I'm expecting it, you know, to really kind of be back and forth all day. Now, if Duke is unable to go with Riley Leonard behind center, that could potentially change things. But you know, on the flip side, we've seen backup quarterbacks come in that you've never heard of and have field dates as well. So,
yeah, it's not always, I would say it's not always the greatest thing to, to play a team with a backup quarterback. I mean, just the way it is sometimes that the quarterback gets hot. And,
I mean, and Louisville's last outing.
Right. And I don't, you know, and look, I think that was a little different because he had been elevated to the starter. But it's like putting a wounded dog in the corner when you're the backup and nobody really likes the backup. I guess everybody loves the backup until the backup has to play because the starter is hurt. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. It's like, oh, we don't want that guy in there. We want our real guy in there. So, look, the thing about this Duke team is Riley Leonard or no Riley Leonard, which I would say at this point it looks iffy for Riley Leonard. But Riley Leonard or no Riley Leonard, this Duke team still has that nasty defense. And that defense is really, really talented. I hate even saying it, but, you know, one of the starters on that defense, R.J. Oben, Roman Oben will be here tomorrow. He'll be at LNN. It'll be part of an alumni celebration before the game where there's a close to 400 former players coming back. His son is number 94 for the defense at Duke. Dwayne Carter is nasty in the middle, 6'3", 305. I think he's got 5 or 6 fumble recoveries during his career. Dorian Masui is a guy who's played 40 games at middle linebacker. I love Trey Freeman, 6 foot, 231 pound sophomore who flies around. Al Blades Jr., Brandon Johnson, Jeremiah Lewis, Chandler Rivers, Jalen Stinson. You think they're good? I mean, these are guys who these are names that are on. Those are names that I mentioned, and the last one, Anthony Nelson, is another grad who are either seniors or grad guys. Now, Trey Freeman is a sophomore that I mentioned because he's their leading tackler, but all those other guys have been around Michael, and you know some of those guys were around when Louisville, you know, beat the heck out of Duke a couple years ago, and I think that team had just quit on their coach and wanted a new coach. But yeah. Mike Elko, a defensive guy, Mike Elko, a really good coach. And Mike Elko's got a really good defense. So it doesn't matter if Riley Leonard is back there or not. This is a Louisville team that offensively is going to have to play its best game tomorrow, in my opinion, to win.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, an interesting stat about Duke's defense. You know, they played 20 games now under Mike Elko since he became head coach. They've won the turnover battle in 12 of those games, and in those 12 games, they're 10-2. So they know how to take the ball away, and when they do so, usually results in a W for the Cardinals. So, you know, if weather, again, is an issue – you know, that was a problem at Pittsburgh was turnovers. You certainly got to rectify that issue, whether the weather's there or not. But the weather could obviously emphasize it and make that more of a challenge as well. But yeah, when you're facing a defense as challenging as Duke, and it still sounds weird when we're talking about football, you know, you've got to take care of every possession. You've got to, you know, you've got to convert your third downs, and you've got to maximize each possession that you have. And, you know, because, you know, even without Riley Leonard out there, you know, that defense is still going to be very stout, and they have the quite the ability, you know, to slow Louisville down. They're amongst the nation leaders in scoring defense. I think they're number two in the country in red zone defense. So it's a challenging defense for the Cardinals. And I know this is a phrase that we've said a lot this year. This is probably the best defense that they faced, and it's kind of gone that way in an ascending kind of way. I mean, they face some tough defenses throughout the season, and Duke is certainly one of those that could, you know, you can make another similar claim about for sure.
Yeah, no, I think honestly, that the NC State defense was nasty. The thing about the NC State defense that really caught Louisville that night was just how aggressive they were. I don't think that NC State defense, now looking back at it, we're not going to say that was the best defense that they have played. That was the most aggressive. That was a really good defense that was the most aggressive, and it made it even that much better, I think, that night against Louisville. Notre Dame was really good, and now this Duke team takes it, you know, to another level. Look, Louisville's schedule, Duke, Virginia Tech, Virginia, Miami, and Kentucky looks a lot different than it did 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
This is a Duke team that's really good. They deserve to be in the top 20, and you know, it's going to take a big effort from Louisville. They're going to have to. They're going to have to take care of the ball. I think moving forward, when we see a game like Pittsburgh, would Jack throw it 52 times? If we see a game, in my opinion, if we see a game where Jack Plummer has to throw it more than 30 times a game, it's probably not going to end up good for Louisville.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good estimation. You know, obviously, if he is, then they're probably playing from behind as well. So hopefully, you know, we've seen Jack have bad games and bounce back and have some fantastic games right after it. That's what Louisville needs tomorrow. Doesn't need to be perfect. You certainly want a healthy Jawar Jordan back there to help the running game and get more, you know, as many receivers involved as you can. And I think the Louisville offense will do well. But again, it's going to have to be consistent. It's going to have to take care of the ball, and it's going to have to be methodical and marching down the field. And defensively, you know, kind of the same thing. You know, you can't, don't give up any big plays, especially if Riley Leonard isn't there. You got to, you know, force your will if they're going to have to go with number two and really prove to the defense is the, you know, the more dominant of the two when the backup quarterback's in there. But, you know, I think we'll learn a lot pretty quickly in this ball game, you know, as the first quarter gets underway.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Hey, real quick, the alumni thing, very cool. Awesome. There's some old former guys who are going to be there. Matter of fact, at practice earlier this week, Antoine Harris, remember him? Really good player. Antoine's actually was in town this week, but is not going to be able to make, he's not going to be able to make the game. But looking at the list of guys that I have seen, the one that really sticks out to me is Otis Wilson. Otis Wilson, I can't remember being around a lot in recent years, but Otis Wilson will be there tomorrow. I'm just looking down the list that I've got here. I'll post some stuff on the message board later today. But obviously, Doug Beaumont has been around. Ron Bell, remember, kicked a couple of good big game-winning field goals. Tony Bethel, Ivan Green, who's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Brandon Brookfield, old former kicker as well. D'Angelo Brown, Jamon Brown, both will be there. James Burgess is coming back in town for it. Michael Bush has been in all the games this year. George Bussey. Amande Caban, he's a guy who was a little underrated a couple years ago, made a lot of plays. Art Carmody, man, we're going to have a kicking specialist out there. Ryan Shalafo, there's another one.
Yeah.
Blanton Creaky, there's another. We're going to have all kinds. We'll have a kicking contest.
Kicker showcase.
Kicker showcase there for Louisville. Let's see, Brandon Dunn, T. Floyd, Terrell Floyd. Johnny Frost is got. Johnny Frost now lives here in town, has been around a lot. John Gainey, John Medea, Kathy Clope. Maybe we're talking kickers. There you go.
I mean, cheers, let Kathy kick.
JT and Robert Haskins both. They've been to a lot of games. Andrew Johnson, AJ, I haven't seen him for a bit. He graduated a few years ago and played at a high level. I'm just looking to see if there's any other like names that really stick out to me that haven't been around in a long time. It's a lot of the same folks as well. But Michael, it's cool to have these and to have this. Roman Obin's on this list, obviously. It's good to have this, and I think it's something that's continued. Amobi Okoye, it's something that continues to build.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been over there for a few of these, you know, to talk to some of the former players, you know, after they've had their meal and their social time as well. And it's always great. You know, we've had the chance to get to know some of them throughout the years, covering from the recruitment process throughout their time at Louisville and stuff. So it's always great to catch up with some of them. And, you know, and especially when the program is doing well. And now that when you've got one of your own leading it, I'm curious to see how some of them feel about, you know, how much that family atmosphere is, you know, kind of real now since, you know, Jeff Brom, a former Cardinal player, is the head coach. So it should be another great, fantastic homecoming event.
I got a couple more to add. James Quick and Ronnie Quick, his dad, obviously they're around a lot here. Chad Rimsey, Chris Redman, John L. Smith, of course, is always hanging out, and he's going to be around. Byron Stingley, an offensive lineman from back in the just a few years ago. Dwayne White is going to be there. Let's see. There was one. Who did I want to mention? Oh, yeah. I don't know his wrestling name anymore. Eric Watts. Yes. So yeah. Eric Watts will be in the house this week. So it's kind of cool to have that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to chatting with some of them. Maybe get some wrestling moves, tips from Eric Watts. It'll be kind of cool. Have to chat with him for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to find is did he wrestle by Eric Watt? Maybe he just went by Eric Watt. So, all right, it's going to be fun. Hey, this is going to be, speaking of wrestling, it's going to be a wrestling match tomorrow.
Amarillo Slim.
There you go.
That's a great name.
It is. It's going to be a wrestling match tomorrow. And let's just hope Louisville's defense is up to the task. The offense doesn't turn the ball over, and we can be talking about a victory.
Yeah, we'll have our picks up at Cardinal Authority. Obviously, there's a game preview. Card March at 1 o'clock. Street Fest opens at 12:30. So a lot of fun. Even if it gets wet, make sure you got your rain jacket or whatever and just ignore the rain. Just go ahead and have fun tailgating and enjoy the ball game. Hopefully Louisville comes out of this one 7-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.